Blog Talk Radio.
Shows
gives us forgiveness every day. Every day, new grace and new mercy. And so just as God gives us forgiveness and he sent his son to die on the cross to forgive us for our sins, he took on a burden that he didn't cause himself, but because of sin, he took that burden on, sent his son Jesus Christ down the earth to die for us. And so we, in return, must forgive each other. So this week, we're dealing with Jehovah Illinois. So please read the daily blogs. The first one on that one will be tomorrow, and then we'll continue on. Those blogs are posted Monday through Friday. Also, if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you can do so again on the website. It's www.itwithadashisfinished, that's with an ED.com. All right, before we continue on, I'm going to be prayerfully by sometime in the summer, I'm going to be teaching Bible classes, and I'm going to make sure that they're available where you can watch them online. It's going to be based off the series of Who is God to start off with, and then we're going to move into another series that I'm creating right now. And so I pray that you'll join us. I will keep you updated on that. Well, before we continue on, let's please keep in prayer our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all throughout the world. Keep them lifted up daily because they desperately need our prayers due to the genocide that is taking place in various countries across the world. All right, we have headlines. North Korea fires missiles to liquidate South Korean assets. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday, in defiance of the U.N. Security Council resolution, as South Korean and U.S. forces conducted massive war games. The North also announced that it had scrapped all agreements with the South on commercial exchange products and will liquidate South Korean assets left behind in its territories. North Korea has a large stockpile of short-range missiles and is developing long-range and intercontinental missiles as well. Thursday's missiles flew about 500 kilometers, which is equivalent to 300 miles, into the sea off the east coast city of Wonsan, and probably were part of the Soviet-developed Scud series, South Korea's defense ministry said. All right, so what is taking place? Well, things are not so great between North Korea, South Korea, and as we know, the North Koreans do not care for America at all. The Kim Jong-un, as we've talked about plenty of times on this show, and if you're new, we talk about how crazy that man is. All right, he is talking about nuclear weapons, which is also upsetting Russia because Russia has said the other day that they would invade. And if they have to invade, of course, this is not going to be pretty. It's not going to be a pretty war. We already know that there's other countries over in Syria. So we have Russia, we have China, we have Hezbollah, we have Iran, we have Syrian rebels, and I mean, it's a mess, the U.S. and NATO. So I was listening to a broadcast the other day that was explaining that North Korea is on the border of Russia. So would Russia want North Korea to be firing any kind of nuclear weapon? No, because things, the air will pass over to in their country, and it's going to actually harm and infect their airspace as well. So we need to be paying attention to what is going on with North Korea, because we've been hearing North Korea talk about nukes and bombing the U.S. and destroying our cities. But this man is crazy enough to actually do it. It doesn't need to be taken as an idle threat, and that's why Russia spoke up and said something, because they know that this man is crazy. Okay, as I've mentioned before, he's killed his own family members. I'm talking about a modern-day lion's den. Throw his family, his uncles, and into this lion's pit or tigers, whatever it was, and allowed them to be eaten alive. Anyone who are considered dissidents against this man, he has them killed. People are wound up missing around him. Okay, so he is nothing to play with. So he's upset right now that the U.S. and South Korea are doing joint drills together. So he is not a happy camper. And so he is trying to flex his muscles. Now, with these missiles, he's saying that he's made them small enough to be able to get on the bombers that they need to transport them wherever he's trying to get them to. So, you know, again, these are signs of the time, the end of the age. Jesus told us that there was going to be wars, there were rumors of wars, but we're not supposed to fret because these things must take place prior to his return. Moving on, the United States sends 3 B-2 stealth bombers to Australia as North Korea continues to threaten nuclear attacks. The deployment was announced Wednesday by U.S. Strategic Command that is responsible for U.S. nuclear forces. B-2 bombers are capable of launching nuclear as well as conventional weapons. They'll conduct training with the Australian military during the deployment. For the latest North Korea news, you can get that at dailymail.com. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that so the U.S. is they're preparing for an event that North Korea does do something. Now, China has supposedly told North Korea, "Hey, you digging your own grave, pretty much." So, you know, they're tired of the threats, and every time you turn around, Kim Jong-un is threatening to do harm to whether it's the United States, whether it's South Korea, whoever. And so, you know, people are tired of this loose cannonball running free. And the thing is, because he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, he has the red button where he can just press it, and who knows what's going to spark. And I'm talking about in a figurative sense, but literally he has the ability to put these weapons. Now, we know that he sent a satellite out into space, which can cause an EMP attack. What I mean by EMP attack, that's an electromagnetic pulse attack, which means that if he was to let it go off, that means it lights out, U.S., we're back to the Stone Age, okay? There's no candles, no lights. We'll be back to the cooking over wood burner stoves and building fires and no money in ATMs. I mean, we'll literally be back to the 1800s. If you think that your power company, your Georgia Power, Michigan Power, Illinois Power, wherever you at, you think they're going to be able to put your power back on the very next day? Sorry, they're not going to be able to because they're not going to have the capability to be able to do it. Now, is the whole world going to stop because the U.S. is without power? No, it won't. The world will go on, and millions of people will be dying within the United States, unfortunately, because of illness, because of lack of medication, because of cold weather, not knowing how to survive. And this is why we talk about on this show that you need to be prepared in the event that something of that magnitude would take place. I'm talking about make sure you have cans of food on hand. Now, we saw what happened with Hurricane Katrina. Do not think that FEMA is going to always come in and come to your rescue. No, it's not always going to happen. We saw what happened with Hurricane Katrina years ago. And so you need to have your own food on hand. And some of these pastors who telling y'all don't prepare, that is not biblical. You rebuke that spirit to the pits of hell for where it came from, okay? So speaking of pastors, let me just do a little side note. You don't want to miss Sunday because I'm going to be talking about fakes in the pulpit. We have some fakes that are in the pulpit. You do not want to miss Sunday. Make sure you join me on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Central, because we're going to be talking about some fakes in the pulpit, because you got some sheep that are following fake shepherds, and they're following them to their doom. Okay, I'm not going to get into that, but we're going to discuss that on Sunday. All right, so moving on. The Pentagon has spy drones that's flown over the U.S. Non-military surveillance op occurred up to 20 times. A Freedom of Information Act request for a 2015 report conducted by the Inspector General for the Pentagon confirmed a conspiracy theorist's worst fears. The government has been spying on American citizens with drones. Okay, let me ask something. Are you all surprised? If you've been listening to this broadcast for the last 2 years, you should not be surprised. I don't think it's been 2 years yet, a year and a half. But you should not be surprised, because we have warned. You cannot trust the government. If you trust the government, you are foolish, okay? The government has spies everywhere. They're listening to your phone calls. This is no conspiracy theory. See, they used to be able to say back in the day, oh, well, it's conspiracy theory, and we don't listen to phone calls, and we don't tap your computers. And let me tell you something, people. Do your research. And most of these movies that are coming out with, I remember it was a movie with Tom Cruise some years ago. Minority Report, that's it, Minority Report. And a lot of the things that you were seeing for us, the eye scans and different things, that's actually real. So a lot of times when they're showing you things on movies, it's subliminal messages that's letting you know that they're in the process of either making it or they already have, and it just hasn't come out yet, okay? But a lot of times when you're watching these movies and you think that, oh, this is just something sci-fi, sci-fi is no sci-fi anymore, just like Terminator. They actually have real Terminators that they want to put loose in the military field to take the place of human soldiers, okay? You're Terminators. This stuff is not sci-fi. It is real, okay? And it's coming. They're really trying to merge man with machine. But getting back to the drones, the drones that have been spying on U.S. citizens. Now, the funny thing is that it's interesting that they can spy on their own citizens. I'm talking about the U.S. spy on us, but then you can't find a terrorist. You couldn't find that woman and her crazy husband, that couple that killed them people. Oh, you let them in the country. And then you talking about letting more of them in the country, not having a proper vetting process, and people like, oh, well, Donald Trump shouldn't have said that Muslims shouldn't come in the country. Donald Trump said, and I'm not endorsing anyone because he cannot help this country either, Hillary, Bernie, Socialist Sanders, and Donald Trump. Only God can help this country. But Donald Trump said that until we find a proper vetting process, that we need to keep them from over here. And I agree. What country lets a bunch of people over at one time and you don't have a vetting process, okay? And they claim that they have one, but they don't have a proper vetting process. How are you vetting thousands upon thousands of people? We see what's going on in these other countries where these migrants are going over there and they're defecating in pools. I'm not even being disgusting, but this is reports. Defecating in pools, raping women, just doing all kind of just vulgar things, and then they go to the police department if they get arrested and say, oh, you can't touch us. Merkel let us over here. See, while the U.S. is spying on your own citizens, that's why Edward Snowden, and he came out and said what the NSA was doing, and everything he said is true. And then they want to also tell us that we can't have free speech. We're going to talk about that some more tomorrow with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, with the FBI, what they're trying to get the FBI to do to prosecute you if you say there's no such thing as climate change. And let me tell you something, people. There is no such thing as climate change. I've read it to you in the Bible, okay? There's no such thing as climate change. There's such thing as man manipulating the climate to change and God allowing things to happen because of the sin of man. But God has always said in his word, and I'm not going to get into that. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. All right, moving on. See, I'll be having so many headlines, and I love getting into them, but I don't have time to get into every one. The FBI instructs high schools to inform on anti-government students. A new FBI initiative based on Britain's anti-terror mass surveillance program instructs high schools across America to inform on students who express anti-government and Marxist, if I'm pronouncing it right, and Marxist political views. High school students are ideal targets for recruitment by violent extremists seeking support for their radical ideologies, foreign fighter networks, and conducting acts of targeted violence within our borders. Let me say this. What do they train these high school students to do? They're training them to rat on each other, okay? So if you have someone that speaks out against the government, a high school student that say that our government cannot be trusted, that we need to follow the Constitution, and we need to obey, go back to what the founding fathers originally wanted for this nation, they're going to consider that as anti-government. They're going to be trying to have you, your child, to go for a psych eval. If you are a free thinker, they're trying to make it where something is wrong with you. Someone needs to spy on you. Someone needs to tell on you. And therefore, that will close up the mouths of people because no one wants to go against anyone that's going to have them in the psych chair saying that something is mentally wrong with them. And there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that they have a free mind to think for themselves. And that's what America's coming to, where you cannot think for yourself. They want you to be robots that they tell you what to think, when to think, how to think, what to say, what not to say, what to do, when to do, and how to jump. That is the society that we're in right now. Okay, we're going to have to cut this short because I'm going to go to the Word of God. Islam hates us, Donald Trump says. Invasion of Iraq was the worst decision in U.S. history and turned the Arab nation into the Harvard of terrorism. Okay, I'm just going to read the outline. Donald Trump said that invading Iraq was the worst decision in history. He described former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein as a terrorist hunter. He said since Saddam's execution, Iraq is now the Harvard of terrorism. And Trump made the comments during an interview with Anderson Cooper. You know what? He's absolutely right. When you had Saddam Hussein in office, and before America went in and killed him over weapons of mass destruction, which we know that they lied and fabricated, and there was no such thing as weapons of mass destruction over there. It was based upon lies, and no one got in trouble for it, just like with Benghazi, just like with Fast and Furious with the gun runs over to Mexico. If Hillary gets indicted for emails that she was not supposed to have on her home computer, how in the world you running for a president of the United States and you don't know that you're not supposed to have top secret clearance emails on your home computer? This is the nation that we're in, people, and it is an absolute it is an absolute mess what we're up against in this nation, against the people that are in this nation, and many in the body of Christ. It's a mess in the body of Christ. We're going to read Romans chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 10 because there's so much that's taking place, and we are in the last days. If you do not understand, we are definitely in the last days that Jesus told us about. So let's go to Romans chapter 1 and verse 10, and it reads, "But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness." Okay, so God sent his son Jesus to die for our sins, okay? So because Jesus came and died for our sins, then there's no excuse for us to continue in our sinful lives, in our wickedness. It goes on to say that God hates wickedness, but it goes on to say that they know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. Okay, so no one is going to be able to go before God and say, "Well, God, you know, I didn't know. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to steal. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to kill. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to have fornication. I didn't know I was supposed to commit adultery. I didn't know I was supposed to not live a homosexual lifestyle. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to mess with children." There's no excuse. It goes on to say, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Though everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." You have atheists that claim, "I don't believe in God." No, you have allowed the devil to put that in your head to tell you that you don't believe in God. And why is scientists constantly trying to disprove God? How can you disprove something that you don't even believe exists? Can I get an answer for that? I know you can't answer, you can't talk back, but I'm just saying. Why is it that scientists are constantly trying to disprove the belief that God exists, but then you claim that you don't believe in God? See, it lets you know right there that is that ideology is from the father of lies himself. Who's the father of lies? Satan, the devil, the wicked one. He goes on to say in verse 21, yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. So God, you know, and the scripture saying here that, hey, they knew who God was. They knew about God, but they decided to live in a world in their own head, saying that, oh, there's no God. I don't have to worship God. I don't have to believe in God. I don't have to obey God. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worship idols made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. Let me say this. You got people that respect a lion before they respect a human being. We saw that in Cecil the Lion when this lion killer went and killed a lion, and it was a racket. Oh, he killed a lion. Oh, he needs to go to jail. But then you let someone kill a human being. I'm talking about a baby. And, oh, it's not a human being. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's my body. It's my right. See, that's the twisted mind of man, because God made each and every one of us. We're all made in his image. He made no mistakes. He told Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed. That means that lets you know right there that God formed us. He had us on his mind before we were even thought of by our own parents. And we have the nerve to turn against the God who created us. So God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their hearts desired. As a result, they did foul and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worship and serve things God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. I don't have time to continue on with that because, you know, it goes into they exchange natural affection for unnatural affection. This is going into the homosexual agenda. So let me say something, as I said before. A lot of reason you got these homosexuals out here and we need to be witnessing to them to win them to Christ. The reason that there's a lot of this going on right now because some of you pastors in the pulpit turned them out. Yeah, I said it. Some of you priests, some of you fake pastors and pimps in the pulpit turned some of these homosexuals out. You made them into that. You brought that out of them, that demonic side out of them, because you're full of demons yourself. How dare you take the innocence from some of these young children? And that's why we're having this fight with LGBT, because some of you pastors in the pulpit turned them out. But that's another topic. But you know what? If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, the time of the Lord is now. The day of the Lord is now. When you hear his voice, he says, harden not your heart. He loves you. He wants you to come into his fold. I'm not talking about a building. I'm not talking about structure. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus, you got a lot of people that's in some churches that don't know Jesus. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus. So if you have not accepted Jesus, Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. It's already been paid for. All God tells you to do is, like the woman that was in adultery, go and sin no more. You allow God to change you from the inside out. You can't do it on your own. None of us can do it on our own. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but thank God for his grace. We'll be back on tomorrow for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. It is finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. Until next time, God bless you.